3 people were killed today in a shooting at a Nevada casino. At least 12 others were injured. Police say rival motorcycle gangs clashed with guns and knives on the floor of Harrah's Casino. The casino is in Laughlin, about 80 miles southeast of Las Vegas and on the border with Arizona. Joining us now from Bullhead City, Arizona, is Larry Tunforce, the spokesman for the Bullhead City Fire Department. Mr. Tunforce, tell us more about this shooting incident.
Well, when we got the call at 2:23 this morning, it was a pretty chaotic scene. We had a lot of people, probably close to 100 people that were being detained by law enforcement in the casino. Several of them were handcuffed. Several of them were just spread eagle on the casino floor. We're trying to get out the injured. There was dead bodies about, a total of 3.
How on earth did this start?
Well, exactly what started this is still under investigation by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, but we do know that we had 2 individuals that started shooting at each other.
I know this was a dreadful situation this morning, but there have been some concerns voiced about possible retaliation. Could there be more?
Well, as you mentioned, it's been mentioned, and we have to take that as a legitimate concern.
What's being done now to help preserve the peace?
We're trying to go about business, but we're also having a little higher profile of both fire and police in the community and on both sides of the river. The community was locked down first thing this morning by law enforcement, but now the entire town is open. The last time I checked, Harrah's was still closed down. There was still a lockdown in progress there, but the rest of town remains open for business as normal.
Has anything like this ever happened before?
No. They've been doing this Harley River Run for 20 years, and there's never been a violent incident of this nature in the past.
What is the Harley River Run?
It's an annual event. It is the 20th one, where motorcycle enthusiasts from all over the United States come here basically to enjoy themselves and have a good time. We're estimating between 50 to 80,000 motorcycles are in these towns right now on both sides of the Colorado River, and the majority of them come here for a good time. But unfortunately, when you get 80,000 people together, you're also going to draw some criminal element.
Larry Tunforce is a spokesman for the Bullhead City, Arizona Fire Department. Thanks for talking with us, Mr. Tunforce.
Thank you. Have a good day.